Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Monday, January 13, 2025.
China and UK strengthen economic ties. On January 12, 2025, Pan Gongsheng, the governor of the People's Bank of China, met with Andrew Bailey, the governor of the Bank of England in Beijing. They held crucial talks to strengthen economic ties between China and the United Kingdom, marking an important step toward renewing high-level discussions that have been stalled for nearly 6 years. This meeting coincided with a two-day visit by British Finance Minister Rachel Reeves, highlighting the urgency of restoring dialogue amid rising international conflicts and trade disputes. Pan also connected with leaders from major financial institutions like HSBC and Standard Chartered Bank, emphasizing the need for collaboration to support global economic health. These discussions could lead to better trade relations, benefiting both economies and stabilizing financial markets. Despite recent challenges, this meeting represents a significant effort to rebuild trust and cooperation between China and the UK, raising questions about what this renewed partnership could mean for the future of global commerce.
Political crisis in South Korea, impeachment trial of President Yoon Suk-yeol. In South Korea, President Yoon Suk-yeol is facing an unprecedented political crisis as he prepares for his impeachment trial on January 12, 2025. Concerned for his safety, Yoon has decided not to attend the first hearing. His lawyer, Yoon Kab-kun, has raised serious alarms about the Corruption Investigation Office, or CIO, pursuing what he describes as illegal arrest warrants. This trial will determine whether Yoon remains in office or is removed, following a failed attempt to declare martial law in December 2024. A previous arrest attempt resulted in a tense six-hour standoff at Yoon's secure home in central Seoul. The turmoil has not only shaken the political landscape but also raised significant questions about South Korea's economic future. As the nation watches closely, the outcome of this trial could reshape the country's political dynamics and impact the lives of many.
Zelensky calls for military support amid ongoing Russian attacks. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is calling on international allies to fulfill their military support promises as Russia intensifies its attacks. Recent reports indicate that Russia has launched hundreds of assaults, deploying nearly 700 aerial bombs and over 600 attack drones. Ukrainian defenses have successfully intercepted about two-thirds of these drones, showcasing their effectiveness. However, they lost 34 drones due to advanced military strategies from Russia. Zelensky emphasized the need to honor commitments made during the NATO summit in Washington and the Ramstein meetings, which aimed to bolster Ukraine's defenses. The conflict, which started in 2014 with Russia's annexation of Crimea, has escalated significantly since the full-scale invasion in 2022. As the situation remains critical, Zelensky's appeal underscores the urgent need for military supplies to counter these threats. The world is closely watching as ongoing support for Ukraine could reshape global security and economic stability.
UAE's bold renewable energy goals. The United Arab Emirates has made an impressive leap in renewable energy, doubling its clean energy capacity from 3.1 gigawatts to 6 gigawatts between 2022 and 2024. This milestone was announced by Amna bin Abdullah Al Dahak, the UAE Minister of Climate Change and Environment, at the IRENA Assembly in Abu Dhabi. Looking ahead, the UAE is setting its sights on expanding its renewable energy capacity to 14.2 gigawatts by 2030, in line with the goals from the recent COP28 climate conference. The minister emphasized the pressing need to accelerate the shift to clean energy, especially with a rise in climate-related disasters like floods and wildfires. Since hosting the first IRENA assembly in 2011, the UAE has been a leader in renewable energy innovation, investing heavily in technologies that make clean energy more accessible. This commitment not only tackles climate change but also positions the UAE as a key player in the global renewable energy market, with significant effects on the environment and economy.
Impact of U.S. sanctions on Russian oil supply. On January 12, 2025, the U.S. Treasury imposed new sanctions on Russian oil producers Gazprom Neft and Sergat Neftegaz, targeting 183 vessels involved in oil transport. These sanctions aim to cut oil supplies to major customers like China and India, while limiting Russia's revenue for its military actions in Ukraine. This move is part of a broader strategy by the Group of Seven, or G7, which had previously set a price cap on Russian oil in 2022. As a result, Chinese and Indian refiners are likely to seek oil from alternative sources in the Middle East, Africa, and the Americas, potentially driving up global oil prices and freight costs. Reports indicate that Russian oil exports could face significant disruptions, with China importing around 300 million barrels last year and India relying on about 1.8 million barrels per day. With Brent crude oil prices already above $81 per barrel, analysts warn that these sanctions could force Chinese refiners to reduce their output, tightening the oil market further. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine and Western economic measures against Russia add complexity to this situation, influencing global energy supply and pricing.
Saudi Arabia calls for lifting sanctions on Syria. On January 12, 2025, top European diplomats met in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, to discuss Syria's future after the removal of President Bashar Assad. They focused on lifting sanctions that have hindered Syria's recovery from a devastating civil war that has claimed around 500,000 lives and displaced millions. The new interim government, formed by former rebels, is seeking international support for rebuilding efforts. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock stressed the importance of easing sanctions to provide immediate relief to the Syrian people. Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan echoed this sentiment, highlighting the need for support in Syria's development. Turkey's Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan also expressed commitment to helping Syria normalize relations globally. Recently, the United States eased some restrictions, allowing certain transactions with the Syrian government. With Assad out of power, the new authorities are hopeful for increased international investment to rebuild the nation.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's AI leadership plan. Prime Minister Keir Starmer has launched an exciting plan to make the United Kingdom a global leader in artificial intelligence. He announced that fully embracing AI could supercharge productivity by 1.5% each year, potentially adding £47 billion, around $57 billion, to the UK economy over the next decade. The initiative will create special zones for data centers, essential for supporting AI operations, starting with a center in Culham, Oxfordshire, home to the UK's Atomic Energy Authority. As countries compete to become AI hubs, the UK ranks third in the world, following the United States and China. Starmer's plan also encourages more graduates to pursue tech-focused courses, ensuring a skilled workforce for the future. However, concerns about business confidence have emerged due to the Labour government's recent decision to implement the largest tax increase in over 30 years. Starmer emphasized that AI has the potential to revolutionize various sectors, urging the nation to act quickly to maintain its competitive advantage in a rapidly changing world.
Israeli airstrikes in Baalbek amid ongoing tensions. Israeli warplanes have launched intense aerial bombardments on Baalbek, a historic city in eastern Lebanon, on January 12, 2025. This marks the first military action since a ceasefire began on November 27, 2024, aimed at ending nearly 14 months of conflict between Israel and the Shiite militant group Hezbollah. The ceasefire, brokered by the United States and France, required Israel to withdraw from Lebanese territory within 60 days while the Lebanese army would take over border security. Despite this truce, military operations have continued, resulting in injuries and casualties. The airstrikes targeted areas around Baalbek, including the town of Jenta, but reports did not confirm any casualties from these recent attacks. The ongoing tensions reveal the fragile nature of the ceasefire and the complexities of the Israeli-Hezbollah conflict, which has deep historical roots. With the situation remaining unstable, what does this mean for the future of peace in the region?
Air travel growth and climate challenges. What if air travel doubled by 2050? A recent study from Transport and Environment, a climate advocacy group in Brussels, warns that this surge in air passengers will lead to a significant rise in fuel needs, complicating efforts to cut carbon emissions. Currently, the airline industry contributes about 2.5% of global emissions. As aviation leaders meet in Dublin, they are urged to take action to limit this growth. Joe Darden, the group's aviation director, emphasizes the need to rethink the industry's expansion. Suggested measures include restricting airport development and corporate travel, and raising taxes on airlines. Despite promises to use sustainable aviation fuel, supply remains limited and costs are high. The report predicts a 59% increase in fuel consumption by 2050 compared to 2019, driven by more travelers. Major manufacturers like Airbus and Boeing expect significant growth, raising concerns about emissions. If the industry stays on its current path, it could consume 2 billion barrels of oil annually by 2050, highlighting the urgent need for sustainable practices.
Tragic loss of life in Gaza airstrikes. On January 12, 2025, at least 8 Palestinians tragically lost their lives in devastating Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. The bombings struck various locations, including the Al-Shadi refugee camp and neighborhoods in Gaza City, resulting in multiple victims. Mahmoud Basil, spokesperson for the civil defense, reported that 3 individuals were killed in a drone strike at the Al-Shadi camp, while 2 died in the Al-Karama neighborhood and another 2 in Al-Shujaiya. Additionally, a young man was reported dead in Jabalia town due to artillery fire from Israeli forces. The Palestinian Foreign Ministry condemned these strikes, accusing Israel of worsening the conflict and calling for immediate international action. Amid this turmoil, preparations are underway for an international conference to support Gaza's residents. Mahmoud Attaya, Undersecretary of the Palestinian Ministry of Planning, announced plans for rebuilding Gaza, emphasizing the need for cooperation with international partners like the United Nations and the European Union. The situation remains critical, with ongoing military actions deepening the humanitarian crisis. What can be done to help those affected?
U.S. dollar gains strength amid positive job growth. The U.S. dollar kicked off the week strong on January 13, 2025, fueled by a solid jobs report that showcased the resilience of the U.S. economy. Job growth surged unexpectedly in December 2024, pushing the unemployment rate down to 4.1%. This positive news has led traders to rethink their expectations for interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve. As a result, several currencies faced challenges against the U.S. dollar. The euro traded around 1.0242 U.S. dollars, while the New Zealand dollar was valued at about 0.5565 U.S. dollars. The Australian dollar struggled, hovering near 0.6153 U.S. dollars, close to its weakest level in over 4 years. In Japan, the Japanese yen traded at 157 Japanese yen and 92 sun to 1 U.S. dollar, reflecting a slight decline. Meanwhile, the British pound sterling remained near a 14-month low at 1.2204 U.S. dollars, amid concerns about rising borrowing costs. In China, the offshore yuan traded at 7.3605 Chinese yuan to 1 U.S. dollar as the People's Bank of China halted treasury bond purchases, raising questions about its efforts to stabilize the yuan. Overall, this economic performance highlights U.S. economic exceptionalism, likely influencing global markets in the weeks ahead. What does this mean for consumers and investors?
Global Air Finance Summit highlights jet shortages. The Global Air Finance Summit recently gathered key players in Dublin, Ireland, to discuss critical issues in the air travel industry. Known as Airline Economics, this annual event focused on the pressing challenges of jet shortages and trade risks. Despite strong lease rates and stable oil prices, the industry is grappling with a significant lack of available jets, driving up demand and ticket prices. Ireland plays a vital role in the aircraft leasing market, controlling about half of the global airline fleet. Leasing companies are reporting rising rental values, while airlines are racing to meet increasing passenger needs. However, supply chain challenges continue to pose obstacles. Industry expert Bertrand Grabowski emphasized the urgency for manufacturers to ramp up jet deliveries. Opinions differ on how long the jet shortage will last, with some predicting a return to excess capacity in just 3 years, while others caution that the pandemic's effects will linger. Major manufacturers like Airbus and Boeing are working hard to increase production to meet these growing demands in a complex and evolving market.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News Summary, brought to you by AI.